Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to other the host with the most. It's indeed a pleasure to present to some, introduce to others the host with the most. None other than Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith of WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. It's all about being interactive, so we want you to play an awesome role with us tonight. We're going to make it do what it do.
Alberto Smith. Then again, I just mentioned YouTube, television, and you can check out on
for our channel. That's the Smith Way Production. Then on Facebook, we have facebook.com/LisaFarrell. And I know I got it right that time. Then I'm going to go ahead and move over to the one on Twitter. And at least I'm going to make sure I get this right. If I'm not believing, I'm going to make sure I remember. That's Lisa F. Levine, licensed clinical social worker. Mine ain't gone yet. Might be old. I ain't read that point yet. I can remember. So we truly want you to enjoy it. Take time to really enjoy what we're trying to do. And we're going to just talk about just plain old life issues. We're going to talk about what's going on that's becoming challenging in our community. So we felt like the title would put us in that situation. Mental health and today's youth. And we got to understand it's important that we talk about these issues. We also want to share with you that WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 41 countries. And we're excited. We looked at the game. Slowly, we've been at that 41 tab really since December. But you know what? They're starting to join home. I'm getting people who's checking us out that in Syria. I said, okay, awesome. We just want you to make sure that a lot of them still here because they're in the military and they still have their same connection. They put them in another area. But truly, we want to thank each and every one of those for joining us and being a part. We also have a giveaway that we do called WBSW Radio Giveaway. And what we do, we ask you to send your name, and we're raffling off three international trips. It comes up on the 14th, round of Valentine's Day. We're going to be giving those trips away. So we need your name along with a meaningful transaction. You might ask, why do you need a meaningful transaction? First of all, what we want to do is we want to get that so we can send out love offers to you. We need your name with a meaningful transaction. Cash App is one of them. PayPal is the second one. Venmo is the third one. And Zelle is the other one. Send it to LorenzaBSmith15@gmail.com. Let's go back to the raffle. The raffle is, when we're talking about trips, international trips, we're just paying for the hotel stay. And the hotel stay for the three areas that will be raffled off for three countries or three sites. With hotel stay was Paris, France. We're going to have Dubai. And then we got Bali. And that varies from $4,000 to $3,750. And we're going to make sure we take care of the hotel now. You have to maneuver your travel. You have to maneuver your food. But we're going to have the hotel. And I tell you, most folks, when I tell them, I say, well, I'm going to take care. We're going to take care of the hotel. You know what they always say? They say, that's a lot of money. I want to truly introduce this individual in some cases, present. Not just introduce, because she's been hanging in here. It's going on probably about almost 5 years now. She's just been hanging in here. And I'm hoping I said she's hanging in because she kind of likes us. I'm so excited about having her around. And some awesome things are beginning to happen for her. And it's been always, she's been always doing real well. The young lady hails from the great state of Ohio. As far as north you can get before you be in Canada, Cleveland, Ohio. She's a part of the true Cleveland Browns and known as the Dog Pound. You just look up, you might see her in the pound, getting out, having some fun. Truly, truly glad. I'm so glad to have her as part of this because we're working on some awesome things here. And she have decided to say, okay, I'm going to move a little bit warmer. So she moved down to the southern tip of Florida. She went from probably 14, 15, 20 below to where it may get 55 degrees. It's most of the time on the beautiful beaches down in South Florida. And she's saying sometimes 70, 80, and 90 when we got big coats on with chili. She's a licensed clinical social worker. Owner of several businesses, a yoga instructor, none other than a host with the most, my friend, my family, truly I love her. Thank you so much, Lisa Farrell. morning. How you doing, Lisa?
It's not too long. How are you?
Oh, hey, maintaining.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting. Excited to be here with you. So you see the smile on my face. And, you know, I'm so happy God has blessed us to come together one more time. So, Lisa, we just truly, truly thank you for taking time to be here. And, you know, in essence, we're going to kind of swing the show. And we're going to talk a lot more than I'm going to talk because I'm just a co-producer. And I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith from the Individuals Who May Have Missed When I Said That Earlier. Thank you so much. And if you want to call in and you have some questions and have some comments and something you want to share with us, you press 1, and I'll make sure I'll get you in so you can share your point of view about mental health in today's youth. Lisa, we want to take this opportunity to kind of move forth and look at our title, but focus on C as mental health. What do we mean by mental health? Yes. Children. No.
Just one favor of everybody. Next Wednesday is Valentine's Day, which is a very traumatizing day in our community. So if I could just ask everybody to take a moment at about 2:19 p.m., because that's when the incident occurred, and if you could just send prayer or healing energy, positive vibes to our families and friends in the Parkland community. And this is a part of our show, actually, mainly. But we lost 17 lives that day. And we promote more of a, I guess, kindness week, as you would say, that week. So many of us will be out in the community giving back. But yeah, if it's about 6:19 or even at 8 a.m., 8 a.m. is 2:19 p.m., if everybody can just take a moment and send something out, I would greatly appreciate it. And this ties in with what our show is about, mental health and, you know, problems children are suffering. So, yeah, I just wanted to start off with that. If you send something good out there to everybody and say a prayer.
Thank you so much, Lisa, and that's what we need to do. So we're going to post it on Facebook and let everybody know on Valentine's Day to remember those lives that were lost and how that community was affected.
Yeah.
And truly, guys, I can tell you, when I was living in South Florida in Sunrise, as you cross on what we call you may call it a bypass, some people call it the turnpike, some people call it the interstate because 75 is up. But you cross on the other side is Parkland, and that's on the other side away from Tamarack as well as Sunrise. So I truly know by that because you can jump up and go through that to get up to various other areas throughout South Florida. So it was just awesome. And to see the school and know that the young people lost their lives, staff lost their lives, administrators and everybody over a situation where some people are not just, we're just at that point in this country, but we're talking about addressing these mental health issues that's going on with our children. But besides that, we want to make sure our children have an opportunity to have positive mental health. And that's what the topic is all about. One of our guests, about a month after that happened, came on. Her daughter was one of the students that was in the classroom that where the gunman went in and shot, and she actually, what saved her life was one of her classmates that was severely, who was killed, laid on top of her and protected her. And she's now been removed from there. She's in college now, just about to finish college. And her mom and the whole family we all were affected by it. We thank her so much. And that was Tia Bell is the mother. And the daughter, I can't remember because she didn't bring her daughter on the show. She came by herself. So that's down in South Florida. And truly, truly, let's keep doing that. Now, Lisa, let's kind of make this show do what it do. Because we're looking at what is children mental health. Because some people don't understand, really don't see our children as having challenges in the area of mental health. But I will allow us an opportunity to kind how to think through this so we can recognize what's going on, not only with our children, with other children in our community, but besides that, our grandchildren, our nephews, our niece, our cousins. It's all in our family. We need to have some kind of understanding. Lisa, can you just kind of share with us?
Do you want to know what I'm seeing or what's
the top
of you?
We want to start off. Go ahead. Do like you want to. I'm with you.
Mental health and mental illness to me are two different things. Mental health issues to me are more anxiety, mood, ADHD, maybe lack of impulse control, behavior disorders in children. Mental illness is in a different kind of category to me. That's more conduct disorders, oppositional defiant disorders. Those are the serious issues that we need to look at in children. And I think, boy, when I go into my classes and I say, I'll say, like, who suffers from anxiety, who feels nervous or anxious, every hand in the room goes up now. Everybody, at least 95%, I would say the children are suffering from anxiety. I don't want to say full-blown depression, but sadness, maybe, situational sadness. Academically, children are struggling, which is creating more anxiety and more mood, lack of self-esteem and confidence. We are missing these things. And I am no longer, and none of us should be any longer blaming 2020. I know it impacted, but we have to find a way to move forward. And sometimes I think, well, why can't we see where the kids are? What is the rush to throw a bunch of work and force these teachers to have to, I feel like the teachers are stressed out because they're trying to get the kids caught up, and it's a vicious cycle. And there's so many behavioral issues, maybe bullying, up, parents. I know you don't have easy jobs either, but these kids are on here all the time, and they're like on phones and school sneaking it. A lot of things are going on that I think we can put preventatives in place or be aware of red flags or how do we address children. You know, I was teaching yesterday, and this little boy was so sad, and he was sitting off like the new kid. I started back at Westchester, and he just looked so sad. So I said, "Hi, come on up and help me. Why don't you help me teach?" Mm-hmm. And he has a twin brother, I guess, the complete opposite. But, you know, just taking the counselor and I, just taking a few minutes with the child, and having him do some work, and I was talking to him about breathing, and he just said he felt sad about having an off day. And I said, you know what, I'm having an off day too. And he said, all right, well, it happens.
Yes.
We all have an off day. It took 5 minutes of us just giving him individualized attention. It doesn't take much. And then he needs to the class. And then he, you know, he kind of stayed to himself, which is fine. I don't make kids, you know, as long as they're content. But he just couldn't, he said that he couldn't really explain other than he had an off day and was feeling sad. And I go, it's okay to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be sad, but what do we need to do? What do you need right now? So he took what he needed. You know, I use a lot of props now in class and sensory-based items with children. And I think if we just took the time, give these kids 2, 3, 4 minutes, because they don't know, especially boys express through anger. Boys express verbally through anger, physically. It's so taboo. We've talked about this before, but what do we need to do to help these children with self-regulation, emotional regulation, self-confidence? Knowing, like, you don't need to sit like this. You're not alone. Don't hide your face.
Mm-hmm.
huge problem, and it's getting worse in my opinion. And kids aren't in as many activities, and you know, you don't have to be in my activity, but you need movement. You need our brains to be working. Again, this is a problem. This is not a movement activity. Being around positive people, parents take 5 minutes. Hey, let's go for a walk. Let's just take a walk around the block. Take 5-10 minutes. Ask your child how their day is. We know there's a mental health shortage, Dr. Lowe. That's another huge problem. But if you, and I can't even find like legitimate statistics. I don't know what these statistics are right when I'm looking them up, but just learning, being behind, being a grade behind, not having friends, not feeling accepted, bullying is up. I see a lot of emotions going around and younger ages.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it in like third grade now. And, you know, I think others, not me, but others of us, like my friend Jeff from the skateboarding program, you know, he's awesome. And I trust most people that I know are doing good things with children. It's so important that we take the time to see what's going on or make a child feel loved and accepted. And I think we are still missing that. And a lot is put on the guidance counselors and the teachers. And for some reason, most therapists and psychiatrists don't treat kids. We need to think about that. Why? What's making people not want to treat children? And why are people leaving the school?
Exactly.
Some people that are more just closing off. They're not even like, nobody knows. They just vanished, left the state. But that's a choice. But these kids are suffering. And I don't think they're all on the spectrum. I don't think they're all ADHD. I think most times kids get highly anxious and then they get distracted. When you're anxious, how are you supposed to even get close to focus they are on something?
Exactly. I'll let her catch her breath because, you know, when you talk for a minute, you all have to regroup. But when we talk about mental health, I think we have to no longer have a stigma in our community to think that we don't need to address this issue. Or if I seek help to address the issue, we're talking about children, but adults play in the same role. We have to address our mental capacity and our mental well-being. I say it this way, because mental health is what we desire for all of us to be healthy enough so we can function. Lisa mentioned in there about individuals always trying to identify mental health and mental disorders. And she explained each one of them. You know, I feel like when I talk about a lot of our young people have behavior disorders. And it's the difference between just having a behavior problem and having a disorder. That means you're in a point you really can't control what you're doing, because somehow your social skills have been challenged. And we have to truly, truly work to identify with our children, because our children's mental health is important for them to have a positive quality in life. See, we're talking about children now who eventually will become adults. And if they're not able to put everything in the right perspective and don't get the right help they need or get the counseling and support, then we're going to lead them into adults who are still dealing with some mental health concerns. And it was never addressed. So we have to continue to be able to work hard. So our children of today, we have to take time to look out for something Lisa said earlier. She said self. She said, and really she said, there's a lot of things go with self. It go, you know, you can say self-awareness, self-worth, self-esteem, self-love. See, a lot goes on, but the word self, we have to focus on so our children can function when they this old bad boy over there. Or that girl, that thing. No, we have to be a little bit more. You got to be a little bit more. I mean, if you don't understand what children's mental health is, see, we want them to be mentally healthy during their childhood. That's children's mental health. And we're asking everyone to take an opportunity to identify and recognize what's going on in regards to those individuals that might be their children and grandchildren and family members or individuals they may work with every day. The good example that Lisa shared about the young man, see, we don't know what's going on with a lot of our children. They come to school with things that we think that they supposed to, just like we lie down and get up and don't have things going on in our life. They have a lot going on, and sometimes if you just take a minute and just ask them, and take a minute and just ask them, how are you doing today? Anything I can do? And I said, well, I just want to be left alone. That's fine. You're giving them what they want. We want them to be wholesome. We want them to be to the point where they have a quality life beyond that school area environment. We want our children to be able to cope. It's going to take a process of development for them to cope so they can have a quality of life. Truly, that's what we have to do. Lisa, as we move forward, I want to make sure we have to pay some bills every now and then. So I have to kind of pay, make sure I pay my commercial because if I don't, people are going to want something anyway, and it might be not anyway, but we still want to put ourselves in a position.
That's right, hard work. Check out LNT, Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
The manicure expert in South Central Alabama. We thank them for supporting. If you want to contact the owner, Anthony Starworth, go to Facebook, type in Anthony Starworth, or give him a call at 334-300-7401. And they'll work with you for what you need. They'll quote you a price that you can work with. I know they will. And Mr. Starworth, I appreciate being a part of what we're trying to do. WBHW Radio, the internet station. We want you to be a part of it by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Actually, location, chat with the host of the host, Mike, Lisa Levine, and myself as the co-host and producer tonight. Good mental health and how important it is in our children. But before we do, I want to give a shout out to several people joining us. I have to do that. Derek Pugh, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Corporate. Thank you, Derek, for being a part. Then we have Rail, RSB, joining us. Thank you so much. You have Stroll Now. There's quite a few people joining us. Dolly Robinson, that's joining us. And truly, truly, thank you. You know, sometimes things that just want to act up. That's all right. We have a user join us, and that's born and raised. You know, they have some names on here, as well as we want to give a shout out to John Hutton, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, along with Doris Harris, truly, I'm going to say she's family. Her brother Jim, I know I brought him to the grad chapter, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, transition last year. And truly, truly, thank you, Gloria, for taking time to be a part of this. We appreciate you and your mom and your family and supporting us in that elderly blanket drive during the holidays. Thank you so much. I want to let you all know personally and and I will tell you what they're beauty. Thank you, Beauty, for calling us and being a part of it. It's truly an awesome opportunity to come before you because God has blessed us to be able to be thankful that you. We still have a couple of people on the line. We have a couple of people I know that dropped off, and I know I'm looking at the zip of the, looking at the area code. And I saw 33 people, and I said, that looks kind of familiar. And then I saw 216, and I said, that looks kind of familiar, too. But they stepped off the one I saw. We still got some others without it. And Lisa smiled, so she know I know three. I know three people have good mental health. It has to be something that we have to realize. We have to put that first on our agenda. One thing I'll say, and I'll let Lisa join in. We want our children to have a quality of life. And having good mental health, a good mental well-being, will allow them to do that. But we have to understand that work has to be done to develop our children healthily. In our areas that are required to function physical, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially, we must address this so our children can be wholesome. So the question is, why is it so important? It really is, why is good mental health important in children? That's the question. And we want to address
that. My niece, my role model. Just texted me this. She said, having a good mindset and a good attitude and looking forward to going to practice.
All right.
But it's a good mindset. To have a good mindset, what does that take? Building positive thinking.
Yes.
That's super important. Developing skills and strengths in order to cope with challenges we face. I'm not sure that kids fully understand how to handle. We have to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they shut down. But these are all characteristics of good, healthy, positive mental health in children. Being involved in activities like that's what she was trying to tell me, because she does at least, I don't know what she does, three different activities. So important for camaraderie, establishing relationships, building positive self-esteem and confidence, a good sense of achievement, accomplishment. These are things that help build children up. Mm-hmm. Have to be sports person, getting kids involved with art, kind of finding what their strength is so they feel good about themselves.
Yes.
When you feel good about it, it shows. So it's just like with my program, like it's not just yoga, I'm doing a lot of movement stuff, team building, you know, just like usual, made some changes here and there, but I love when kids say, look what we made up. And I'm like, wow, you know, and then I do poses that, you know, I do the movement activity you're teaching me. It's so important to empower children and make them feel, you know, look what you did, and this is great. And, you know, always say, you know, you should be really proud of yourself. Because kids need to hear that. They need to hear good things instead of all the bad things. Sometimes, like, my friend gave me these kindness cards. So we were reading them off Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like, you're a superstar. You matter. You're important. You know, you make the world a better place. That was the one that stuck out with the kid. You are inspiring. You know, and just reading these cards off and the kids handing them to each other and letting them know, like, hey, you matter. You know, all of the kids matter, and I don't think we're fully sending that message out there. But a positive quality of a life at home and at school. At home, a stress, and at school. Because if you don't have, and not everything's going to be positive all the time, but model for your children, hey, yeah, I got angry, I lost my temper, I didn't handle it the right way. This is how we handle it. Or I really like how you handled it when you upset, or I really like how you used your words. Kids don't think it's okay to talk about their feelings, especially boys. Boys don't think it's okay. We need to remove stigmas, taboos. It's okay for everybody to express themselves.
Exactly.
And supporting a child when they're in need. And so many kids just feel like they don't belong, they don't like how they look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, girls go one way and boys go the other way, you know. But feeling like you belong and you matter, I think are very, very, very important. I listen, I observe, I learn from other people that I, you know, connect with, my teachers that I have are great. Some of them are moms, you know, and I see what they do with their children. I mean, it's nothing perfect in life, but we can do things to make it better. But like I said, to continue to blame and yelling at each other, it's too much stress on people. And it's non-productive.
Exactly.
Quality of life
is something, a positive quality of life is so important, because the question really was, you know, Lisa hit everything on the head. It's so important. We can just sum it up in this way, that, you know, to have good mental health, it's just like, I'm going to say niece, said, you know, being involved. See, when you're involved, you have a tendency to address not only just your mental, but your emotional, your physical, your social, all of the best, and that adds to what we call good health. But since we're talking, folks, about good mental health, it's important that we understand it helps a child develop so they can have a positive quality life. When we're talking about building our children to be productive and impactful citizens, we have to think about involvement, positive emotional awareness, positive behavior is very important, positive thinking and communication skills. See, these are foundations for our children to be successful, and we have to push for support every agency, whether it's a school agency or it's a clinical agency or field agency, to help our children be successful. So that's why good health, a good mental health, is important. We want our children to be well developed. We want our children to be wholesome. So when they become adults, we're going to have enough challenges in itself as we grow in, from adolescence into adulthood and middle adulthood and later, you know, elderly adulthood. You know, I'm saying the wisdom. I'm in the wisdom now. I ain't no elderly. So the bottom line is, you got to understand that we must have a foundation to lay a foundation for better mental health and well-being so we can formulate life. We got to focus on the importance of development. And it's important that we take time to do that. Let me give a shout out to our next sponsor and take another commercial that we're going to jump into. Something Lisa said as she was talking about parents. And the question really is, how does parents pour 7-4192 press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of yourself. Ask for your location and you can chat with
the host with the most, Lisa F. Levine, and myself, Dr. Loretta D. Smith. You also have an opportunity to go to our web link and just listen to the show, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You have an opportunity to check us out there. So we're excited about having you here. But we want to pay another bill, and I have to do that because it's not, you know, it'll be calling for the lights to be turned off.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Check out Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That's 261 Highway 106 West. Georgiana, Alabama. Check them out. They post on Facebook. The co-owners, and that's Brother Marvin, our law Smith member, 5-8 Attorney Incorporated, and Sarah Katrina Roper Smith of Zeta 5-8 Support Incorporated. They're a Booth family down there, and they offer some of the best Southern fried food, Southern food. I'm just saying Southern food, the finest I've had. And truly, truly, thank you so much to those co-owners. And you can contact them. Specifically, Brother Marvin, you can give him a call at 334-549-0950. We'll give a shout out to Trisha that's joining us, Angela that's joining us. We have Joy May 577 joining us, along with several others that slowly calling in. Lil B joining us, and we have another individual that loses their ID as one to check us out. Thank you so much. We are newcomers, and thank you so much for being newcomers and being a part of this. Lisa, as we move forth and address the topic on how does a poor parent mental health affect a child, and that's one that we talk about, but sometimes we don't want to talk about it because we feel like we're putting some people up, some people just throwing them under the bus. But our children are just important, and we got to understand that development comes from being around parents. That development and that growth comes around being around other adults. So we have to make sure we have issues, excuse me, that we address our issues. We get support. You can't be afraid to get support so you can be a better version of yourself. You can't be fearful of that. Only thing you can do, one, you find out, it might be a shock to you. I didn't know I was that way, but you got a chance to make yourself better. So let's look at parents. Poor parents' mental health, how do it affect a child?
Think about what I'm going to say. You know, I don't treat children anymore in therapy. I only do it with you. I'll make an exception sometimes. But, geez, I felt like it was the parents that needed mental health assistance. a lot of parents have mental health issues. Children will blame themselves for what's going on with the parents. And sometimes parents don't have the control. Maybe they're not diagnosing. Maybe they're not medicated properly. Maybe they're not taking their medication. Sometimes kids become embarrassed. They're humiliated. I hear stories of parents calling their kids names. I heard a horrible story. Like a kid told me, the parent is calling the kid a stupid idiot in front of a bunch of other kids' parents. And I just, you know, when I hear stuff, I have to stay, you know, centered. And then I think, well, maybe they didn't have good control, they're upset, they're in public. Like, I don't know, but it's very stressful on a child when they have to take care of a parent who is not well. Mm-hmm. And they do, they see themselves. Maybe I did something wrong. Maybe I caused my dad. Maybe I caused my mom. Kids don't understand everything. They see it a certain way or they hear things. And it's very heartbreaking.
Exactly.
And I don't want to sound on parents, and I know it's difficult being a parent, but if you have a problem or someone's saying, hey, look, how can we help you? And then you're yelling at school administration, and no one's out to attack you or get you. And maybe people's approaches aren't always the best, but I tend to believe in my heart that people are well-intended when they're trying to help. And it's very stressful on a child when they're in a chaotic home. And when they're in a chaotic home and there's no structure, and I believe in structure and consistency and good boundaries, you come home, you get a snack, do their activity, they get their 2-3 hours. Yeah, third graders have 2-3 hours of homework nowadays.
Yes.
It's frustrating, but it's also, we're supposed to be role models. And I'm going to say something and nobody's going to like me anymore. Taylor Swift is not a role model. She's not. Everybody, the emphasis, and I don't have anything against her. I don't care about her, but everybody's putting so much. Well, I watch football, so now everyone else should. No. I got 35,000 people to vote. That's fabulous. However, and I'm using her as an example because that's all we're hearing about. And I have nothing against her. I'm sure she's wonderful and lovely. But it should come from home. You learn to vote. You know about voting because your parents or your role model that are not famous people, any famous person, there's so much pressure on athletes and actors and singers looking in the limelight and that they make a mistake and they're the worst person in the world. You are the role model. Dr. Lowe is the role model. I'm a role model. The teachers, people that are taking care of your children during the day. But that bothers me that we're looking to people. They say, you know, if they tell you to jump off the bridge, you're going to jump off the bridge, you know. But that's how I do it. And I'm happy that, you know, more women are watching football now. But it should be on your own doing. It should be exposure at home. And I can say I grew up with family that exposed me and my brother. We were exposed. And my friends, the same thing. Most of us growing up in Crete, you know, we were exposed to things and exposed to different types of people. So we are relying on famous people, and it shouldn't be that way. That bothers me a lot because we have to step up. And, you know, it's okay for a campaign, but sometimes your kids see what they're posting.
Yes, they do.
Your kids, you know, kids are seeing famous people fighting and it's just interesting because as a kid, I remember, like, we were in the new edition and Michael Jackson and Dickie and know, we like Bravo and Charlie, you know what I mean? It was like that kind of stuff. This today is extreme. I think people think they're actually friends with.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the person does something wrong, it is devastation.
Exactly.
I've never seen anything quite like the doctor about devastation. And parents, if you need help, get it. Remove the stigma. If you need help, if you're a single parent, if you're a father, if whoever you are, it's okay to not be okay. And so we say it all the time, and it's okay to get help, but don't rely on social media, the media, and famous people, and Good Morning America. And I'm not knocking it, but I just feel like we are too addicted to seeing what's going on social media. And we're using that as a role model and a guidance for children. And you know, it is now coded as an addictive behavior, social media and video games. The DSM has now coded those two things. There's some people I was reading that have to go on 1,000 times a day. And if they don't get light, if these kids don't get light, their mood, nobody feel like, I think they need to take that off or hide it, or it's a devastation. And they also were just saying, I was reading, and I think my mom mentioned it to me too, boys are committing suicide because of things they're seeing on social media, or they're being bullied or made to feel ashamed. And I'm going to tell everybody something. Nothing goes on Etsy or Instagram. There's some good things that parents and they're monitoring their children, but you know, I get it, it's a different age, and I have a hard time with it because I'm not big on it, but it's like we have to go with the flow too with it, but it's damaging, especially when a kid sees their name. What is it? The Snapchat, whatever that stuff is.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel terrible. Or Miss Lisa, they make fun of my hair. They tell me I'm fat. They post it. And I can't find it, but Michelle Pfeiffer had an excellent statement that she made about social media. And it was in relation to, once it's out on TikTok, everybody sees it. And it's damaging. I'll have to find it and send it to you. But it was very profound, and I saved it somewhere. But she made a lot of good points. Back in the day, when things happened, it was handled. Now it can't go away because it's out there.
Exactly.
You can't take it off.
Exactly.
You can't take it off.
And that's one of the things we need to make sure we address without, with parents. Sometimes we always talk about adults with children. We got to address with parents, because we got parents that are posting. And I tell you, Lisa, one of the things I've seen more prevalent on, and I use all the social media. We're broadcasting on just about every one of them. But some of the things that you see people are posting, you can scratch your head and say, why are they putting that on there? Some people, you know, I know that. People say age don't make a difference, but it's certain things that you, at a certain age, you should know better. You should know that is not the place. And I mean, some of us are in the middle bracket. And everybody say, oh, I look that age, but you're not that age. You're 40, you might look 30, but you're still 40. You're 50, you're still 50. And what we have to do, when we're dealing with our children, we're talking about what we call that intellectual. It affects their emotions. It also affects them socially, psychologically. These children are not able to develop like they need to, because there is something in there that continues to cause problems. And we just have to understand that it is important. It's amazing that, you know, when the network started acting up on TikTok, acting media, verify to continue. So what I have to do is I have to do some things over here to verify. And it's truly embarrassing sometimes, but we got to do what we got to do. Lisa, as we move forward, we want to play our next commercial, then we'll move to kind of wrapping this up. And one thing we want to talk about is why parents ignore children's mental health. And finally, how do we address that mental health? How do we address it? And it's important that we consider looking at how to address that. So let's play our next commercial, and we'll go, and I say that because those sponsors are, and I call them commercials, some people from Old Sunlow.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344, or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Shout out to Soap Gym from Jackson and Grace. Jennifer Jackson on Facebook, or Charlie's Angel. Go to also the call number, or office number, or just the cell number. That's 251-369-1344. That's Jennifer Jackson, Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. As we get ready to close out, we want to address why our parents, just in general, Lisa, we're talking about children, but why do individuals have a tendency to ignore mental health? We said children mental health, but people do this in general. A lot of times parents, it was ignored with them, so they're now ignoring that their child or their children have some mental health things that need to be addressed. Why is most people struggling? Why is parents struggling with understanding that the children's mental well-being is very important, just like theirs is very is important? Lisa, we want to share some thoughts on that right quick.
Because it's taboo, culture. A lot of families, or, you know, it's very taboo. It's something that doesn't exist. It's not supposed to be talked about. Here, I'll give you a thump, you know, that'll make it better. Brush it under the rug. I think lack of empathy, lack of understanding, lack of taking the time. I tell you, it takes a second. And be at a child's eye level. Don't stand over your child. Anybody, nobody should ever. It's intimidating. And kids shouldn't feel that, because when kids act out, there's a reason for it. They're acting out on behavior. They have fear of what their friends might say. Oh, I don't want them to know they got suspended from. Who cares and whose business is it? This is something you need to handle at home, because if you get scared, who cares? Everybody can watch who they're talking to. That's another thing. Don't ask a million people advice. Don't be involved with negative people. Make sure you're talking to people or throwing things back and forth with people that are, you know, similar to you. Don't judge. There's a lot of judgment. Reacting negatively or angrily at a child when they're in distress, that's not helpful. And if you don't know how, just reach out and ask. No one's perfect. There's no parenting manual.
Yep.
But putting a kid in front of it, okay, I don't anxiety. You get depressed. I was embarrassed as a kid, and that's all they know. Like, don't, you know, and every kid in the family should be parented according to their personality.
Exactly.
Every kid's different. You got an introvert, you got an extrovert, you got the one that's going to be used to this and stuff. Limit. Know the difference between inappropriate behavior.
Exactly.
And I'm going to say this, everybody. These kids are texting on their phones in elementary school. They're vaping in bathrooms and sexting in middle school. Guys, this is not appropriate. I understand for safety reasons, but you can do things to block things on phone. Know who your child is talking to. Know what they're doing. These are very serious things that are going on. Be aware. 15, pick your kid up from school. Can you take 15 minutes, go walk to the park, teach them, go to their soccer game, cheer them on. These things are important, but if you don't fully understand what's going on with you, how are you going to fully understand what's going on with your child?
Yes. Now, she said a mouthful right there because we have to understand what's going on. Now, Lisa's also the one that shared on our shows, our relationship shows, that you cannot have a healthy relationship with a toxic self. So if you're not able to understand what's going on with you, or you were one of the situations when we talk about parents with poor mental health skills, poor mental health, you're not going to be able to understand your child. And we have to put ourselves in a position that we make sure we have time to know our children. Make sure we acquire the knowledge as a parent. We cannot ignore it. It's not going away. We can't bury our head in the sand. What we have to do is put ourselves in a position to be effective as a parent. Because just because you're a parent doesn't make you have the book on being the best parent in the world. Some people are learning on the fly. And we have to make sure that we address the mental health challenges of our children so their well-being from a mental aspect can be in the right place. Because if you don't address it, the mental health problem often go undetected. They never address it and become adults, or untreated, and they become adults. Because if something's not addressed as a child with you, it's going to be brought into adulthood. I don't care what anybody say, that whatever you had going on in your younger years, especially in your well-being and never addressed, it's going to be brought into adulthood. And you're going to have challenges. And to address these mental health situations with children and adults as well. See, we don't want to forget about adults. Because we've been talking about parents, but with people in general, in the general part, we have to put ourselves in a position to be able to address through support. And one of the first things we need to do is to, for our children, for ourselves, seek out a health care professional. That's how we address not only children, but adult mental health in today's world. Seek out not only a child health care professional, but an adult health care. Because it's important that you see, people want to take the children to get counseling, and they need counseling. How are you going to see something for them and when you need it as well? So the availability, that's why a lot of time our counselors, even though they deal with children or deal with adults, sometimes they bring family in because you have to address all the problems. So first, dealing with our young people, healthcare professionals must be seeked out to work with you, whether, you know, in your home, or whether it's at your school, or wherever it may be. You need to address the issues. Because if we don't do it, we're going to be incorrectly diagnosed, and we definitely going to be mistreated. We're going to miss out the treatment we need to be successful. So it's so important.
We need to, we need to talk more about this because, and I know we've all discussed it, but I just see things just, I mean, and I'm not blaming anybody, but I'm solution-based. And you might not have a solution right away, but never be ashamed. They don't need counselors. But, you know, sometimes people say, well, my friend is a therapist, so I'm going to have her talk to my kid. And I don't know. I go back and forth on that. But if your kid is talking to them as a friend and a confidant, that's okay. And some people do. Some families have close family friends that the kid can talk to. But it's very serious right now. I mean, it's really, I hear stories, not even at schools I go to, but I hear so many stories of things that are going on. And some parents are taking care of their parents who are elderly and not well. And that's a huge difference.
Yes, it is.
That is mentally and emotionally draining. And, you know, then you got to take care of your kids. Where's the balance? Know you can have support. There's always somebody out there. And like I always say, it might not be me all the time right now, but there are people who do care. You just have to be with the right people. And if anyone's yelling you and shaming you when they're coming to them about your kids or yourself, get rid of them. That is not somebody who cares. Anybody that puts you down or makes you feel bad when you're having a problem or a struggle, that's not someone that should be in your life. You don't have to stop talking to them. Set a better boundary. Because
yep.
I think that's a huge problem, Dr. Lowe. People making people feel bad.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And sometimes allow themselves to continue to be around those people and think that they are looking out for their best. Because when you identify someone that's not willing to be more supported, they may be telling you, but they're laughing at you too as well. But you have to be able to identify that. And our children sometimes run into that more so than sometimes adults. But adults, I always say a lot of adults are still big children. And they, because whatever dress as a child, carry to adulthood. And that puts a lot of pressure on our young people. And then they become parents, and they have children, and our children, it becomes a cycle. Let me give a shout-out to a couple of individuals joining us, and we'll get ready to wrap this up and by giving a few more things how we can address our children as well as adult mental health issues. Let me give a shout-out to Sylvia Foster. Thank you, Sylvia, for joining us. A shout-out to Cedron, that's who it is, to Marcus Mitchell, Karen Copeland, Sydney Williams, along with Her Midland Mary Show. So that's a show that they have in their focus. Gladys Elizabeth, thank you so much. User is taking time. When I say user, they is someone's name, but they just use user as their help. Truly, it's been awesome sitting here sharing some things with you all. Our internet was going in and out, it was unstable, but we made it through. God is so good. It's been a great blessing, a great opportunity to share some. But as we leave you, we want to share with you how you can address, as a parent, what can you do? We already mentioned seek a child for your child health care professional. You go betterhelp.com, and you can find, if you can't, you know, you say, I don't have any money, call them and they'll work out something. A lot of the agency or counseling centers have support from various foundations and various services that provide help so you can get the needed counseling and the therapy you really need. Make sure if we have our children in school that we recognize that our children need mental health service. And we need to let the school know our children are getting mental health service. See, one of the things I encounter, they won't share with you what's going on, and then you start having quite a few issues that are normal. They're normal, but they become abnormal. And then you ask them, well, you know, we go to somewhere. I did know. See, you was trying to, you know, put your head in the sand of a little of that stigma that somebody's going to look at your child. But your child needs to, when he's out there
being exposed to all parts of life, people that they see on a daily basis, like their teachers, their school administrators, healthcare professionals, that needs to be a conversation with them. And it has to be done in confidence. And that way you'll hold them accountable if it gets out of there. Because being ethical is important. And those are my thoughts on that. Lisa, if you want to share some thoughts about addressing children or whether it's adult mental health issues, in today's world, you have an opportunity as we get ready to close out.
Couple of things. One, I wanted to get out of Taylor Swift thing because I don't want to get yelled at by somebody. I'm not saying listen to her music, sing and dance, and enjoy it. But don't look to famous people for advice or guidance. You know, look to the people around you. There are a lot of good people. As many bad people as there might be, there's good people. And two, it's okay to not be okay. We'll take care of things for ourselves, our kids, and don't overextend yourself. If you feel like your plate is full, God, take my own advice. If you feel your plate is too full, take some space. Self-care. You know, Dr. Lowe, I went to an infrared sauna Sunday, and I'll tell you what, I felt very good. Salt rooms. Pickleball is popular, you know, tennis, but that sauna, mom and dad, they're adults, go into a sauna, just you relax, you breathe, the salt room, both times I haven't tried yet, but anything I mentioned, I've tried, do things for self-care that is also a form of therapy for people, stretching, yoga, breathing, drawing. A lot of people are drawing, sewing. A lot of people have taken up crocheting and sewing. Do things, the gym, do things that bring happiness into your life, that make you feel good. And know it's okay to talk about, but make sure you're talking to people who care. And sometimes people just need to listen.
Exactly.
Sometimes people, they just, hey, I just check in, thank you, and you know, check in on your friends. Make sure they're okay.
Exactly. Just want to.
A little hard emotion.
There you go. We got it. We got to make sure we do that. We have to get ready to close out. We got one more commercial that we have to play before we get paid. But Karen, I want to give a shout out to Karen. She put a couple things down here that I want to just read off. You may see it on your something. The sin of a parent falls in the children. I think it's important that we got to remember. Is the words from Bob, is it Dylan? Thank you. Dylan? Thank you. And then she said drumming. And then she got singing. She's giving some things that you can do, the activity that she had. Give a shout out to L&M Brown. Remember, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for being a part of this. We're just trying to make things happen here with the host with the most. That's Lisa F. Levine. And as we close out, we want to do two things. We're going to do our final commercial.
Tri-Stat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tri-Stat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Mr. William Scott with Tri-Stat LLC, they can meet your consulting needs. They do research. They do training. I want to give a shout out to the many employees that with that organization, Tri-Stat, being the owner and his wife, they're doing an awesome job as Mr. William Scott. You can give them a call at 334-320-5438, 334-320-5438. Mr. William Scott, Tri-Stat LLC, to meet your consulting needs, but call them in. find out exactly. Or go to Facebook and go to William Scott, and you can connect with him, leave him a message, and talk with him. It's truly awesome to be here, Lisa, because, see, when we're talking about addressing what's going on with our children, we also have to remember we've got to address what's going on with our adults. Because it's really important. And I'm glad you brought it up, because that'll be our next topic, talking about adult mental health. And we want to really talk about that. And it's truly an opportunity. And one of the key things I just want to share is that once we've been able to early identify some of the concerns with our mental health, with our children, we can address them a lot better. But we have to identify them early to be able to do that. If you're not quite in the ability to have the ability to do it, what we actually do is seek some professional help, some support, whether it's through your school or whether it's just through an agency. I always shout out when I know people, because we all need some counseling. We all need some mental health. We all need some therapy. It's no matter where you get around. So you go to bellahelp.com, type it in, and you can contact them. And they'll provide you some service, and might not cost you but a few pennies. But it don't cost you something. But the most important thing that you can remember is time. Mm-hmm. Time is so important to reach wherever you need to be the best version of yourself. And tonight, we want our children to be wholesome. We want our children to be successful, not just in our mental well-being, but our emotional, physical, spiritual, and financial, as well as social. We want our children to perform at the highest level. As the show I did yesterday that I do on Tuesday at 1 o'clock, and it's focused on, and this is a show that's focused on our boys. So we have a show, a series that we do, and yesterday we talked about financial knowledge, financial literacy, and this is for supporting and building our boys so they can be where? Impactful men. If we don't start as boys and work with them, not for you, for your daughters, granddaughter. I hope you still ain't around here in the game, but I say that I'm joking a little bit, but we have to prepare our young boys, and that's been my series and my goal.
American boys.
Exactly. And then, you know, being a
yeah. No, that's my population. So.
Exactly.
Divine. And I wanted to ask a little before, because I meant to say this before, most insurance companies have something called EAP program.
Mm-hmm.
EAP program, they can give you anywhere from 3 to 10 sessions. They're covered by your place of employment. Always ask about EAP.
Okay.
Because they cover it, and then once you use them, it depends with insurance company. But if you call, Cigna's wonderful about it. And I think Blue Cross pretty good too. You can call it another set of symptoms. And you can get it for yourself, and you can get it for yourself, and you can get it for your children. And they're covered. And that might help some people with cost. If cost is an issue.
Exactly.
So I meant to say sure. So something to look into.
That's so important. And like I said, with the Divine Nine, thank each and every one of y'all joining, by particularly to my brother, the father of the Sigma fraternity, partner with WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one to do this, do what we're doing now, make sure we address our boys, address all of our individuals. I thank them for being supporters, thank them for being here with us, and I want to play their promo, and we're going to close it out. We're going to give y'all what we always give you. We do it together. You'll see it, because we're going to let you know how much we love you and let you know it's from our heart. And truly, that's what we're all about. So this is the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama.
This is Zeta B.
Here we go.
It's Zeta Pleasure.
to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Shout out to those brothers for supporting WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're so glad to have them. Particularly, we have this series we've been going for a year working and putting out information and sharing through our podcast on Tuesday about supporting and building our voice to impact men. Our program tonight is truly, truly an awesome opportunity. And our title of tonight's show is Mental Health and Today's Youth. And we have to address this, but we're going to address the adults too, because we're coming next time. We're going to look at situations dealing with them. But as we get ready to close out, I'm going to let Lisa say a word, but I'm going to say this before I shut it down on this end. I'm going to say, I tell y'all, I love you all. I truly love you all. It's from my heart. You know, you can't do anything about it. All you can do is look and just smile and say thank you for showing love. And showing it from your heart. We give a shout out to Connie Smith. This is my youngest brother, biological youngest brother, joining us. Thank you, Connie, so much for being a part of Ronnie is checking us out. Ronnie C, thank you so much. Lisa, the host with the most. Close it out.
Take care of yourself. Self-care is a must. Know that if you're not okay, it's okay. I would say it's okay to not be okay. But do things to make sure you're okay. And then really, really, it's the time of your kids. I know it's stressful and people work all day, but just take that at least just a few minutes. But make sure you can even do self-care with your kids. You know, there's so many things now you can do together at home or boarding places or down here. We can be outside most of the time. But if your mental health is not okay, then things around you are not okay. And then we don't handle things properly. And if we don't have the proper tools in our toolkit or the coping skills, it's not going to work out. And these kids are struggling. They are really, really struggling. And it's just important to get called sometimes. I'm like, can I ask why you didn't like the last therapist? You know, because I always want to know that, because I think sometimes people, you know, I'm solutions. There's always a solution. There's always something you can try. And be kind, for God's sake. And if someone, you don't know what people are walking around with or walking in a room with, or, oh, well, they look good, they seem good, but maybe they're not good internally. Maybe externally they look good, but externally a lot of people are not feeling good right now. And they don't feel good about themselves. And just take that time and try not to talk about your problems in front of your children. Because they hear it. They hear it. And their interpretation of it, and it's okay to go outside or if they're not home, but if you really need someone to talk to, just let your children or not allowed, so they don't hear it and get more stressed out and go to school with that.
Exactly. It's truly, truly that's awesome. Thank you so much, the host of the most. As we get ready to close it out tonight, we got to keep tonight. God got it. See, God got all this going on, but we got to turn it over to him. And I'm a true Christian, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to play songs that you may not think that you want to hear, but I'm going to play it because God got me, so I'm going to let him have you as well. So as we close out, I want to definitely let all y'all know that I thank you for taking time to be. We have our show at 5 o'clock tomorrow, 3-hour talk. And turns out we're going to be talking about relationships, and it's about in regards to people being ignorant about relationships. And if I said that was a harsh word, but that's in the title. You'll find out, and we're going to make it do what it do. So have an awesome rest of the night. We'll see you tomorrow at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And I just want to tell you that I love you. We love you. And I see a lot of heart going up, Lisa. And we just want to make it do what it do. And I want to say to you, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night. And God got it. We must stand and cry, so we must put our trust.
Our world falls apart. Just love.